I have a sense I may have talked a little long yesterday. I'll try to be shorter today. If today's gospel reading sounds familiar, it may be because it's this gospel that every year on Ash Wednesday, this is the gospel we hear. A gospel section from the Sermon on the Mount in which Jesus takes the three great activities that are associated with a person being religious in his time. So the pious Jew would practice prayer, would practice almsgiving, and would practice fasting. And what Jesus does, of course, is address those same three activities, but rather than rejecting them, what he does is give a whole new perspective on them, because he's critical of the fact that so many people of his own time did these activities, but they did it for purposes that really were not worthy. He focuses in on the fact that they did it in order to be perceived as religious. And so this heavy emphasis in the gospel, you need to do those three things, Jesus says. We need to do those three things. Pray, almsgiving, which of course is acts of charity, and fasting, which is the experience of waiting. You need to do those, but in a way that makes clear that the focus is not supposed to be on you, but the focus is on God. You and I know Jesus' conflict with the hypocrites and the scribes, or the scribes and the Pharisees, whom he often condemned as hypocrites. But I think there's a more fundamental reason, and maybe this will make sense, I hope it does, for why Jesus was so frustrated by the religious leadership of his time. It's not that they were hypocrites so much, right? But their whole approach to religion, their whole approach to faith, was to reduce it to what, as human beings, they could do. Think about it. They could pray. Any human being can pray. Any human being can do acts of charity. Any human being can fast. They reduced religion to what was humanly possible to achieve, even though it might be very challenging, like don't walk more than so many steps on the Sabbath, or don't light a fire on the Sabbath, or you can't eat certain kind of foods because they're perceived to be unclean. But they reduced religion to a human activity. And what Jesus presents to us in the Sermon on the Mount, again, which we'll be hearing in the days ahead, is a whole different view of faith, because it has to do with our relationship with God and our relationship with himself. And if you think about it, his great frustration with the Pharisees and the scribes wasn't just that they always were, or sometimes were a little showy, but they didn't need him. They didn't need him because they had reduced their religion and their faith to what they could humanly do. I really challenge all of us in the days ahead, as we listen to more sections of the Sermon on the Mount, to be particularly sensitive to the ways in which Jesus calls you and me to a way of life that is not reducible to human effort, that we cannot achieve simply by our own good desires. Think of the Beatitudes, or the call to love, or to forgive, or things that we can only achieve with God's grace, with the sense that we trust not in our own human abilities, but in God's grace in Jesus Christ. I think it's a very profound gospel, but the way of life that Jesus calls us to really is one that should leave us feeling encouraged rather than discouraged, because we know that we do it. We live our faith with God present to us.